Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast, Dave. Just you. Everyone else, you can wait. I'm Ed.
I feel so welcome.
I can't believe he just cut me off before I got to say I'm
Jeff.
All right,
you know what? To hell with you, Dave. Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. Everyone else who isn't Dave, who's a giant jackass, I'm still Ed.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Dave.
I had to say it quick. I had to get it in there.
Yeah, before he stepped on your line. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm great.
What's new?
You know, fat. Other than that, good. Good, good.
I think your goal.
Yeah.
We should call it Operation Egon.
Okay, good.
Because you're tall and you've got the Egon hair going on.
I do. It's after a day of me just doing this because I get frustrated and then I play with my hair.
I can't believe how long it is.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, you asked me to make it longer.
Yeah, a little, I dig it. Like I said,
I had to get rid of the sides though because it was driving me nuts.
I think that's why you have the full Egon going on right now. And in case anybody is wondering, if you don't know us, that is absolutely a compliment.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm talking about Ghostbusters cartoon Dr. Egon Spengler.
Right.
So, you know, get your fucking facts straight, people. About you?
I like how you took that into super duper just aggressive. Yeah. Like, get your facts straight, you stupid bastards.
Isn't that what you do? If you're going to say something that people don't agree with, you accuse them of being wrong or liars. Like, I just thought that's how this world works now.
It is. It is. That is the changed policy for communications here.
I see that Dave has gone back to the old trusty hat.
Yes, I have.
Sitting in the right spot, looking comfortable.
No hoodie. There is no hood to be found.
Yeah, there is no hood on
my
there,
shirt. So,
which is good because it's like 50-something degrees out.
Yep. If you're still
about time.
Equally as comfortable though.
I was gonna say still looking silky smooth and comfortable.
Thank you.
Which is always good.
It is.
Matter of fact, everyone's really in casual mode.
Well, I'm going to the gym after this.
Yeah, you're in after this.
After this, yeah.
Wow, you are a fucking bold man.
Yeah. Well, as I was telling you, and I suppose I should clarify my "I'm fat" comment. I went tuxedo shopping with my friend for his wedding over the weekend and saw myself in one of those three-way mirrors that show you the whole way around. And I was completely displeased.
Okay.
With it's amazing, though, that I look that fat but still have no ass. It's horrifying.
I look like the cash register from a general store in the 1860s.
Actually, I went to a restaurant this weekend that had a cash register that looked like you.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, yeah.
Looked exactly like it.
Yeah, it was impressive.
I will tell you, here's my dieting tip.
Go ahead.
If you are in a friend's wedding and you are displeased with how fat you've become, the easiest way is to ghost that friend. Not be friends with them anymore, and then you don't have to worry about how you look for their wedding. It's much easier than losing weight.
All right, that's...
It's an option.
It is. It is. I don't think it's really a workable option for me, because they are a tenacious pair, these two.
Yeah.
And they know where I live. And they're also one of the few people that have my home phone number.
Have you tried hitting on his fiance?
No.
You don't want to do something that'll ruin the relationship forever. You just want to... You want to furlough that shit until after the wedding.
No, it'd be like hitting on my sister. It'd
weird.
Be so bizarre.
I feel like Jeff's motto is like, shed friends, not calories.
Yeah.
It is. It is. Keep the pounds, lose the friends.
Yeah. If you don't have any friends, you don't have to share your pizza.
It's
a good life motto.
Don't.
It's a good way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Although I wear a bib vest every time I'm in a wedding.
We better start working on that since Dave's going to be married any day now.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work because he got engaged last week.
He did.
And
Congratulations, man.
Shit. I didn't get this news update. Can you tell me how I did this?
It was real weird.
Obviously.
It was actually as you were trying to pee in your closet.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. You turned
we
around.
Found, we heard the other side of the story.
Pants off. You just happened to just drop down to one knee and go, but the food, and held out a ring. And that was it.
I mean, picture perfect right there. Yeah.
I know it wasn't exactly the way you intended.
Yeah,
but right. I mean, I think you intended to be a little bit more aware of the situation when you did it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But hey, you know what? We can't all live the dream.
I heard you're both going to get but the food engraved inside the rings. It's
it's a nice touch.
Yeah, it's a nice touch. But yeah, congratulations to Dave and Lisa.
We're so proud of you.
Well played. Wow. Well played.
Yeah, yeah. Long time coming.
Yep.
Yes. So so like I said, I think if you're not in a bib vest, you're okay.
Okay.
That's once good. You get to the bib vest, it's tough.
When I saw the size of my head, I was not okay, but that's okay.
Yeah, but the head, I don't know. How much are you going to be able to do about that?
No, I mean, even in the, like, I've got the puffy cheeks going right now. Okay. But as you know, when you're losing weight, you lose it in the reverse order that you gained it.
Yes.
And the first thing to get fat is my head.
So you
because it's as if my head is like, you know what? I'm not big enough. I want to get so large that if you threw something at me, things would go into orbit.
You're going
to
start looking like one of those gourmet lollipops they used to sell at the register at Blockbuster Video.
Yes. Yes, I am. Yeah.
Listen, I think it's a good look.
Mm-hmm. I'm essentially going to be a Funko Pop figure. But yes. With crippling anxiety issues, and it'll be good. That's my feature instead of the bobblehead. Yeah, just I curl in the fetal position. Yeah. So what's going on with you, Dave?
Not much.
Cool.
I mean, other than this newfound information, I'm engaged. I had no idea. It's like, it's really horrifying, actually.
Horrifying?
It's horrifying.
Not the word you want to use, buddy.
No, yes. Probably not, but I mean, it's true. When you don't know that you're engaged and you are told on a podcast.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
It's a tough pill to swallow.
That's a tough one.
Did you see her this weekend?
Yeah, I did.
And she didn't tell you?
No.
Wow, she's a piece of work.
It's actually maybe making me worry that it wasn't her.
Maybe she didn't think she had to tell him.
Yeah.
Maybe she's just assuming that he knew they were engaged.
Yeah. And it's not like I'm looking at my girlfriend's hand to see if there's a ring on there.
That's true. Because that'd be weird.
Yeah.
Unless you were into that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Sicko.
Yeah, so, yeah,
sick
got a lot
of bitch.
Got a lot of kinks to work out in this whole situation.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, yeah. So many kinks.
Yeah, damage control is definitely in order.
Oh, I was thinking more of the kink of enjoying looking at people's hands because he's a freak show.
That's true. You're a hand guy, huh?
That's weird. I didn't know that either. I'm just learning all sorts of things about myself.
Jeez,
today.
I didn't know Dave was an engaged hand guy.
Yeah.
Listen, everybody's got their thing.
Yeah. I'm a true underdog.
He's literally one in a million.
Mm-hmm. I'm a hand guy now.
Like Joey Tribbiani finding his hand twin in the Reno Desert. That's only good if you're a gay woman, apparently. It only works if you know Friends as well as I do.
All right.
I tried to support John, but I was like, don't know. Don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it's an episode where he's...
I know what you're talking about. I recently watched
all
of Friends.
You saw that
one? I recently binge-watched all of Friends.
Ah, okay.
All 11 seasons. Because I never saw her before, and I was just like, you know what? I'm bored.
Well, there's a reason.
Yeah. You watched 11 seasons?
Or whatever it is, 10, 11, oh, okay. Whatever they had. I don't know.
Wow, he watched so much. He watched an extra season of Friends.
Yeah.
Good for him.
He watched 10 seasons of Friends and one season of Joey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, no. I would never do that to myself.
No, apparently nobody else did either.
Yeah, it's fun.
He's got a new sitcom now, doesn't he?
He does on CBS, yeah, which is always a hallmark of quality.
It's unwatchable because I can't picture him as anybody but Joey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bad. And he's trying, like, he's not Joey in this. And I'm like, watch Joey. Is this one of his acting gigs? Like, I think it's Joey acting.
It's a
I'm
real,
like, oh, Joe finally hit it big. He got a network sitcom.
Good for him.
That's just some meta stuff, man. That's just layers on layers of sitcom.
See?
Whew. Anyway, off of television networks.
Yes.
Let's talk about vibrators, guys.
All right. Dave's, okay. Dave's bringing it weird.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? We have a lull. Let's just take You're it just, right up the cooch.
Yeah. Oh, all right. There we go. That is professional.
Horrifying.
Professional broadcasting, folks. Yeah. Speaking of vibrators, just a little fact here. Did you know that to get the olives out of the trees to make olive oil, they use this vibrating rake? They just stick it in the tree and it vibrates back and
it's
forth.
It's a whole different kind
similar
of vibration.
Similar to a hand weight. I know, it's totally different, but the vibration.
Yeah.
Maybe think of it because we were watching How It's Made the other day.
Okay, that's crazy.
There's our educational portion for the day.
Yeah.
Vibrating rake gets your olives.
The more you know, folks.
Man.
Can we get sued for saying that?
Probably, but who cares?
Fuck it. Nobody listens to this anyway.
Our listenership is at an all-time high right now.
I know, I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
I love it. Thank you.
So someone out there came up with an innovative idea for vibrators. Not quite as innovative as a vibrating rake.
Well, I mean, I don't. Again, if you're going to use a vibrating rake for that, I don't know where you're putting it, but it's going to hurt, and I'm horrified.
Yeah, that's true. That's weird stuff, like being into hands.
Yeah.
So
what's this new breakthrough, this technological breakthrough in vibration technologies?
So essentially, someone made a vibrator that is connected to the internet.
Okay.
It comes with an app and everything.
All right.
Which is fantastic.
Sure.
Doesn't exactly explain what kind of feedback it gives you on the app. I mean, I feel like you should know the effects that it's having.
Yeah.
But it's...
Is it like an activity tracker for your pussy?
Kind of. It actually kind of is. And it's supposed to be like sharing between the couple. So that way, like, it kind of tells the guy, like, what the girl is not liking.
Nothing screams sexy like charts and figures from your...
Yeah, exactly.
Connected vibrator.
Yeah.
Nothing says I love you like the Fitbit snatch.
Baby, I want to lie you out on these Excel spreadsheets. Yep. See what's what.
So unsurprisingly...
Yeah, there's a joke about pivot tables in there, too, and I just don't know what it is.
So not surprisingly, this came crashing down in a terrible way, having, you know, vibrators being attached to the internet. Apparently, they were...
Wait, they weren't just, like, connected to the local device? They actually had internet backups, too?
It was internet backups and whatnot, servers, and, you know, whatever.
I wish that they had a lower-end model that had to be wired. Like...
You had to plug it in.
Like you had to, you had to plug your vagina into the router.
So a few people brought up some lawsuits.
So if I could just interrupt on the plugging in your vagina,
yeah,
the old hard drive cable used to be there used to be a port in there, SCSI, which is pronounced SCSI. So that's a whole,
it's perfect. Yeah. So, fits right in.
I think it was hard drives. I could be wrong. I really don't care. I just wanted to talk about SCSI ports.
Fits right in was just the perfect line.
That's why I said it.
Hey, listen, I was just going with the hard drive part, too. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, turns out they were saving some information that people were not so pleased about, such as internal temperatures, frequency of use, and such like that.
How about the fact that you own a Wi-Fi vibrator? That's probably something I wouldn't want anybody to know.
Well, they settled this class action lawsuit. The sex toy company has agreed to pay $4 million in Canadian dollars.
So that's
roughly
like
that adds
75
up to
bazillion American dollars now, right?
$27.
It's about $28.5.
Okay.
$2.97 million. They did not admit to doing anything wrong, obviously.
The only way that this is better is if the company had nothing to do with Canada. They just argued the settlement in Canadian dollars. Like,
just presuming people that are going to buy an internet connected vibrator aren't really paying that much attention.
Yeah, they're not going to realize. People aren't going to realize that that's less money.
But now the best part that I'm reading here is they're not stopping their ways. Like, they're still saving this information.
Okay.
Like, it's like the lawsuit, like, it's not affecting the way they do business, other than there's going to be a disclaimer now saying that they are saving this information.
Well, that's
and
what,
that's it.
That's what an end user license agreement is for. And yes. I gotta tell you, again, nothing really sets the mood better than long winded legal documents.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, make sure you read those warning labels, people.
Girl, I'll get to you in just a second. I gotta go through these 27 page of iTunes updates.
And if anyone wanted to purchase this, let me give them a free plug. It's called WeVibe.
WeVibe.
Yes. WeVibe.
I kind of want to know, like, I feel like they should set up, I mean, if they're already recording, you know, usage and internal temperatures, which is, by the way, super creepy and gross. Mm-hmm. Just the internal temperature part. Like, I get usage information. If you didn't expect that from your internet-connected vibrator.
Why else would you buy it?
Yeah.
I feel like they should
go, like...
WeVibe sounds like an adults-only Nintendo game.
Well, that, too. Yeah, I'm thinking it should be more... Like, they should do what Apple did with iTunes for a while with the Ping. Just make a social network. Just, you know, you can connect with other users.
Yeah.
And that connection's really weird, but hey.
Instead of text messages, it's all Morse code.
So apparently this app also lets you control the intensity remotely, which I find very odd. So, like, hey, hubby, downstairs while you're eating that, you know, granola bar, please turn up the intensity on my WeVibe.
Yeah.
Like, that's a little weird.
So, like, a couple of months ago, there was a whole thing where people took the, like, connected cameras and whatnot and used that to do a denial of service attack because you can easily hack Internet of Things stuff.
Mm.
I cannot wait for the first mass hacking of vibrators and having them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's like the teddy bears that got hacked. Did you hear about those?
Mm-hmm.
The teddy bears that were connected to the Internet. So that way you could, like, the parents could record something on, like, the app and send it to the teddy bear, so that way, you know, you can say goodnight to your kid via the teddy bear or something.
Yeah.
Really creepy, by the way.
Yeah.
But apparently it got hacked by some country, and...
To be fair, that's no creepier than Teddy Ruxpin.
I don't know what that is.
Oh my god, you're a child.
No, Teddy Ruxpin?
Teddy Ruxpin was a toy in the 80s where you had a robot bear that you could put cassettes in. Now, cassettes are a thing that used to have music on it before
that
a CD.
I know.
Okay, I'm just checking.
CD's nuts.
I remember cooking.
Sorry. Had nothing to do with anything.
Oh boy.
Anyway.
We're classy.
We are.
Teddy Ruxpin. Well, I figured that
once we brought into Teddy Ruxpin, you had to mention.
Yeah,
nuts.
I figured CD's nuts couldn't be any worse than the Fitbit Snatch, so I might as well just throw it out there.
Wow.
So that was very interesting. I applaud you. Good topic.
Thank you.
Good topic.
Look at you.
Somebody did their homework.
I did.
You're bringing the gold in your little
Engaged
news corners.
Dave has really stepped it up.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's really impressive.
Mm, did you hear that? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep, just thinking about those hands.
Guy loves hands.
Mm-hmm. Love them. Nothing better than a nice hand.
All right, I've been holding an Apple Pencil. I'm a little afraid that he's been looking at it longingly. As I'm sitting there with a cylindrical object in my hand. Gross.
Yeah. Dude, hands don't do it for me. Sorry.
Yeah, that's what you say now.
Yeah, well, you know.
Hey, so I have a question, Ed. This is mostly for you, but apparently the Apple Store, is going to be down.
Oh my god!
Tomorrow,
it'll actually be coming back up like right as this is posted. So,
oh,
we're either going to look real,
I should say,
real smart or real foolish for whatever's about to happen. Go on.
Well, I'm going to ask you for a bold prediction that will either make you look smart or foolish.
Go ahead.
So I don't know as much about it. The Apple Store going down is either like some sort of massive issue happened.
Right.
Which I don't know, would they schedule it or would the store just go down?
No, if it was a massive issue, the store would just go down.
All right, so with this being scheduled, I'm assuming that it's gotta be something big.
I hope so. Because we're due for some iPads.
Oh, is that what you're thinking it is?
Yeah. Because, all right, so the current rumor, have you heard the current iPad rumors?
Oh, no. Honestly, I saw a headline about the store being down or something.
All right. So the talk of the town the town being the nerdy part of the internet.
Right.
Is that there was going to be three new iPads. An update to the 12.9-inch Pro, an update to the 9.7-inch Pro, and a new 10.5-inch Pro that was bezel-less like the next iPhone's supposed to be, allegedly.
Ooh.
You know, the same actual physical footprint as the 9.7, but
more
with a
screen.
More screen. And so if that was going to happen, you'd have a huge product launch announcement. Only makes sense. The thing is, and this was brought up, I think, on... Yeah, it was definitely daringfireball.net, the John Gruber, who's a huge Mac nerd, writer, reporter guy. If iPads don't set the trend that an iPhone is going to follow, it's vice versa. So if the new iPhone was going to have an edge-to-edge bezel, that wouldn't show up on an iPad first. So if that's going to be the next big change for the iPad, it would make more sense to do a soft bump of specs, because the 12-inch iPad Pro and the 9.7-inch iPad Pro are not don't have the exact same features on things. The 9.7 is actually more advanced.
It's newer.
It
is 12.9 was released.
Was released like in November or December, and then the 9.7 came out the following year.
It is that far. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the 9.7 had the benefit of being released later.
It's got the better color gamut on the screen. It's got some other stuff that I cannot remember.
Now, what size is the Mini?
The Mini is 7.9,
okay,
I think.
So this is the smaller Pro lies somewhere between a Mini and an actual iPad.
Well, no, the actual iPad was always 9.7 inches.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, for some reason I thought the iPad was 10-something.
No.
Okay. So the smaller Pro is just the size of a regular iPad.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. But I want that 12-inch Pro.
You want the 12-inch?
I want that 12-inch in the worst possible way.
Now, let me ask you something. What happens when the store comes back up and there is a bezel-less 10 and change?
Then I probably buy that.
Right. That's okay.
Yeah.
But isn't that the case for almost anything that comes out tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like,
what do you mean?
That
so
no matter what
it.
Apple brings out tomorrow, chances are he's going to be going and buying.
No, yes, that wasn't. But what I was saying, he's wanted the 12. The what is it again? 12.9.
Yeah, 12.9.
He's wanted the 12.9 for some time. Even I remember that. But when you talk about a slightly smaller bezel-less screen, you know that's what he's going to go
for.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
He'll buy the 12.9 next year when it's bezel-less.
Yeah.
So assuming it's, let's just take the iPad update out of the question.
Yeah.
What do you think it could be other than that?
I honestly have absolutely no idea. Maybe some bumps on iMacs, because everybody lost their shit with the MacBook Pro.
Yeah.
And that there's no real Pro machine.
They're going to release a wireless keyboard with the touch bar.
All right, actually, I got to be honest with you, I'd buy that in a heartbeat. But
yeah, but that's
not, I mean, that's not
buddy, that's not saying a whole lot.
That's not saying a whole lot, but
no,
I mean,
it's definitely not.
Do you have a touchpad, a touch bar MacBook?
No.
Wow.
I do not.
Showing some restraint.
Well, here's the thing. I still
it's pretty
have,
easy with that one, though.
You fancy.
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, let's be clear here. I didn't exactly have tons of money to blow on new equipment until, like, a couple weeks ago. But I usually would have scraped and figured out a way
to
do it.
I was just going to say, don't even try to pass that off as a fucking excuse. We know you too long.
Interest-free credit cards are just a signature away.
That doesn't mean shit. You have
I was gonna replace, because I've got the Pro, the MacBook Pro. I've got the 2015 one. I was gonna replace that with a Touch Bar Pro, but I really don't use my Pro for too much. If I need a portable Mac, I've got the MacBook, the little 12-inch guy. I do 90% of my work on my iPad now. My web development work I do on my iMac, and the 12-inch iPad would basically replace the MacBook too. So it's not like I really need that. I mean, do I want one? Yeah, because I'm an idiot. But
yeah, still. I all I hear is him saying words, because
That's good because all I'm doing is saying words.
He wasn't saying words. That'd be really weird.
Yeah, I don't think he believes
a single fucking. I don't believe he believes a single sentence that he's uttering.
All right, so let's get real about this real fast. You're right. I would have bought the new Touch Bar Pro, but I do have a reason for not getting it.
Okay.
And it's the dumbest reason on the planet. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I want the truth.
So the touch bar is a sapphire screen on the top, right? And or just a glass panel, but you got a sapphire touch ID button on the right hand side, which also operates as the power button, which is dope. I want that. But the screen that they use to match the power button that doesn't have any display, they put the escape key that's always on the touch bar in as much as the power button is, instead of lining it up with the edge of the keyboard as it would be on a regular keyboard. And when I looked at that, I nearly threw up in an Apple store because it just drove me nuts.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, money does not stand in the way. Alignment of a keyboard does. Yeah.
That does. I wanted to sound like I was being a responsible adult, but you guys know me too well.
It was very thinly veiled. It was honestly thinly veiled.
I think if you showed me a picture of that MacBook and gave me six guesses.
I was gonna say three. I gave you more credit.
I'll take six. It would have to be I'd have to have it in my hands.
Right.
But six guesses, I bet you I could have guessed that that's why you didn't get it.
Yeah.
I knew it would have been something. It had to be something that you did not like about the design of or the specs.
Well, I don't have a problem with the spec. I mean, it can go up to 16 gigs. Every Mac I've got with the description of my iMac is only 8 gigs. I'm not doing stuff where I need, intense virtual environments or something.
Okay.
I can get along just fine with a 2015 MacBook, which was a super underpowered computer when it came out. I do just fine. I liked the fact that it was all USB-C ports, because that's everything I've got is USB-C now, except for, my iPhone and my iPads, because...
Is the next one going to be USB-C?
Yeah, I heard that rumor.
Okay, so here's where I think that rumor is going. I think it's a misunderstanding between... the connector on the iPad will still be a Lightning connector. The other side, the brick on the other side, will be the new USB-C brick.
All right.
Because that is a faster charging cable.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense.
It would not make sense for them to all of a sudden change to using a universal connection when they just got rid of the headphone jack and made a huge deal about using Lightning for headphones. It would be
true.
Absolutely... Mm. It would make sense if it was any other company, but for Apple, no.
What the hell was I going to ask you?
No idea.
All right, listen, folks. So you can go and by now you can probably go and check the Apple Store yourself.
Yeah,
and prove us and wrong or right.
See if Ed is wrong or right. Don't say us, man. What the fuck? We didn't make any predictions, Dave.
Yeah, but we're a part of the company that is Nearly Coherent.
God.
You know, I really like how Dave has my back on that
one. Get your head out of your ass.
You're just throwing me under the potential bus. It's hurtful, man. I thought we were friends.
I wanted people... I was going to have people tweet at you.
They should tweet at me.
They should.
They should also tweet at all of us at Nearly Coherent.
Yeah. True. Absolutely. But I was going to have people tweet at you because I know... that the attention would have been the attention. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad.
That's true.
Come on.
You really do know me.
What the hell? To think I don't have your back. This guy's just trying to steal your credit.
It's true.
Wow. Dave, I didn't even think you were that duplicitous.
I'm not.
You're a monster.
He's engaged now. The game has changed.
Mm-hmm.
This is a whole new Dave. Mm-hmm. God doesn't even know that he got engaged.
Nope. I'm that good at it.
I'm that aware of my surroundings.
We just got so sick of asking if you were going to do it that we just decided it's done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Congrats, Lisa.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Or apologies. Yeah.
Or sorry.
Yeah.
We don't know how this marriage is going to go.
I just hope she remembers saying yes.
Well, if she doesn't, we've now announced on the internet that she did say yes, so
it's
I don't think she can walk it back.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm pretty sure you can't correct things that are on the internet.
It's going to be really embarrassing if she says no.
It is.
It's going to be real embarrassing. She's like, I can't deal with you anymore. and your stupid podcast, Dave. Mm. And then I'm going to go, it's not his podcast, Lisa.
That's what you got, all of that?
Yeah.
I'm going to feel bad if he gets dumped over this.
I would feel bad, too.
Yeah.
For me.
Hey, Lisa, could you not do that? Please. Thanks.
At least make up a different reason.
We've gone over this. Emo Dave is never a better option.
No.
Anything is never a better option, honestly.
True. But Emo Dave is probably the worst of all options.
Yeah.
Like, you go nuclear.
The only one worse
nuclear
than Emo Dave, by the way, is Juggalo Dave. I won't get back into it. Just, no. I had to call that back,
yeah,
and point
true
that out.
It's true.
But you're right. No.
That
emo
is the theme of this particular year, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All Juggalos, all the time.
I can't believe a first, and we don't have our intern Cal here to fucking check for us. She's proving herself very useless.
Great buyer.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's no sort of like try before you buy program for these fucking interns. So she can't fact check me, but I do believe this is the first time in American history that a rapper, if that's what you want to call Lil Bow Wow or Bow Wow now, he's no longer Lil.
Right.
Did they have a graduation ceremony for that? Or
I think it's more of a moving up.
It is?
Kind of like when you go from elementary school to middle school. It doesn't really fucking mean anything.
Oh, okay.
Except to your parents, but who have to fake it for the 45 minutes. Like, oh, it's a big fucking deal. You didn't fail fourth grade. Yeah. Yip-de-doo. Yeah. Fucking real proud. So anyway, this is probably the first time that a first lady has been threatened to be pimped out by a rapper. Now, again, we don't have a way to check those facts, but I think I can stand
on pretty firm ground.
Not the first time that I think it's the first time that a first lady is, but it wouldn't be the first time somebody in either the wife of a, if she was the vice president. This sentence just completely lost me.
I don't.
Words are hard,
keep
guys.
Going. You got it.
Remember
that time we thought it was obvious that Ed was speaking words?
I'm Ron Burgundy. Do you want to?
You want
to go
shot?
Back? Do you want to revisit that? Or
no.
We'll give you the parachute.
I kind of want to know what the fuck was going on in there.
Nah.
Oh man,
that's right. Good.
Okay.
I think I'm going to try to translate it. I think he said it's not the first time that someone in the administration family or like the
was somebody going to pimp out the wife of a
vice president?
Not necessarily.
Is that the second lady?
That is the second lady. Which is going to be weird now since, like, you know, between Melania and Ivanka, how do you decide who's really the first lady in Trump's heart? Spoiler, it's Ivanka. Mm-hmm. Creepy.
That is creepy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, what second lady was?
Tipper Gore and whoever Dick Cheney's wife was.
Were threatened to be pimped out?
Were threatened to have something done to them. I forget what it was.
I don't know.
Look that up.
Yeah, wherever you are, look that up, please, or you're fired. We'll
rehire you.
To be fair, we fire Dave 12 times a show.
Oh, yeah. No, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, no.
That is a hollow. About as hollow as any of Trump's promises, basically. But,
Appalachia.
I would love to know what happened to those first ladies, second ladies.
Yeah, something was going on.
Mm. Well-researched, fellas. Well-researched.
Well, I would have looked it up if, Nah, I wouldn't have.
Yeah, fuck that. Too much work.
Way too much.
All right. I'm spent.
Yeah, I'm tired.
I'm still Ed. Hashtag dad joke.